Now let's speak about the new millennium, your insights or visions that you see as far as the new millennium here on this island. As you know, there's a lot of talk about the Y2K and what's going to transpire into the new millennia. I'd like to have your outlook or your perspective.
Well, knowing how the mind works, Lonnie, what we think about and what we feel deeply, we stimulating a creative process and then we create. So we feel that all the people that are thinking something bad's going to happen, something bad will probably happen to them. And all the people thinking something's good, they're going to create goodness in their lives for the next 1,000 years. We intend to create goodness for the next 1,000 years, even though the Christian calendar doesn't mean anything to us. We have a 5,000-year-old calendar.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Which starts in April, not in January.
This coming
year?
Yeah,
the next year.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah. But it's, 5,002 next year, I think. So we create our future by getting the vision, holding the vision, and then making the vision happen or bringing it down to earth. And when I was growing up, Lonnie, everybody knew what they were going to do throughout their whole life when they were like 12 years of age. Life was not very complicated at that particular time. You either knew from the inside, or your parents told you, or your relatives told you and pointed you in a direction, or you chose your direction. Everybody got behind you. And life was fairly simple then. And that's all gotten lost since we've been through 2 world wars, and that broke down our culture. And you wanted to talk about the new resurgence of the mother spirit?
Yes. In fact, that was mm-hmm. very much on my mind. The reason for this is Kauai has always been looked upon throughout the United States as a very special island of feminine energy. It seems to emanate this. And I've just noticed through reading and through the books that have been coming out that there is this resurgence of what they call the sacred feminine or the goddess energy, and books like A God Who Looks Like Me, etc. And I would like to have your view on that, because I know that the world religions, basically, the women look at the world religions as being patriarchal. And so that's why this movement, or possibly the impetus for this movement. But I think Hinduism is a bit unique in this area.
Yes, Hinduism is patriarchal, and a combination of both. In fact, in India, in Kerala state, the women own the land, they run the home, and they're treated like goddesses. And other places, it's just the opposite. So it's a very flexible religion.